This is a replay of the Wednesday night, October 23rd WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together. I hope you'll give me a call, 888-876-5593. I hope you have a reason to do so. All right, so as I was mentioning, identity theft of a sort. And, you know, the biggest problem we've had probably in the last 30 years is when technology outpaces wisdom. Initially, when you had a house, so forever actually, until fairly recently, if you had a house and you had a title and anything about that house, if anybody wanted to know about it, they had to go down to the county courthouse, regardless of where it was. Now, this deterred a lot of scammers on geographic reasons alone. But a while ago, someone thought it was just a swell idea, and virtually everybody followed suit to put all this information online. And in many jurisdictions, counties and townships, what have you, you not only get all the information about the house and what loans are out there or not and who owns it and all how the title is titled and all that. You get a picture of the house, too, just in case you want to see it. Yeah. What could possibly go wrong with that? Well, we could go into a number of things, but what I wanted to mention tonight, because it was in the news, is deed fraud. And you've probably heard a lot of commercials for this saying scammers could get the deed to your house, and you're saying to yourself, how could that happen? Well, more easily than you may know. Last August, Graceland, Elvis Presley's mansion, was in the news because scammers there decided they were going to sell it. And yeah, we own it. We can sell it. And Lisa Marie's heirs, her daughter Riley Kehoe and others, decided that no, you can't actually. And they did prevail, but it wasn't that easy. It wasn't slam dunk. And of course, it also took some money to do. Now, in a lot of cases, when you're looking at very high dollar property, which is probably not yours or mine, but the scammers are not actually expecting to own the property. They're expecting to extort the owner to get some money so that they can sell it. And this is where we are in Los Angeles with the Spelling Manor, and that is Aaron Spelling's 120-room mansion, which has been for sale for 2.5 years. And the Spelling family does not own it anymore. It's a limited liability company called 594 Mapleton. And they are the rightful owners. And there's a number of theories about who 594 Mapleton is, but we don't know for sure. My favorite is it's a Saudi billionaire. Well, who knows? But bottom line is this LLC does rightfully own the property. And for 2.5 years, they've been trying to sell it. And in this wonderful, they had a buyer, Eric Schmidt, the former CEO of Google, who has about 23 million bucks himself, $23 billion himself, expressed interest in purchasing it. And that's when they discovered that 594 can't sell it to him or anyone else because scammers filed a fraudulent deed with the Los Angeles County earlier this year. And I don't know if that's, what office that would be, but the bottom line is two people who were accused of the scam actually told the Wall Street Journal that they were the rightful owners. So this ongoing legal battle has prevented the sale of this house, and it'll work out. And who knows, maybe 594 Corp will give them some money to go away. It's hard to say how that'll play out, but obviously, 594 Corp is well-heeled and can do whatever it is, but if it's your house, maybe you're not. And what's happened now, this has been going on for some time now, ever since you can get all the information online, and in some jurisdictions do the whole transfer online. Others, you do have to show up, but I guess for $127 million on a house, you're willing to do that. But regardless, it's now become exponentially worse because of AI technology. And no, I will not explain how that helps. Yeah, I'll let you commit your own fraud. But there were surveys this year by title associations and such, where virtually all of them said yes, they'd encountered it. And in 2023 alone, over a quarter of the respondents said yes, they had experienced at least one seller impersonation fraud attempt directly in that year. And 20% so far, first quarter of this year, said that. The FBI doesn't have a division just for this, but they do track it to some extent. And last year, it was over 9,500 real estate-related complaints and loss of funds. And so obviously Spelling Manor is the conspicuous example, but be afraid, very afraid. I know there are companies that supposedly will protect you. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. I don't know. I've never really looked into that. But the bottom line is it's easy to fake a deed. And if you don't get the mansion or the house around the block that you want, because again, remember, it's going to be tougher if the deed is smaller and the people who otherwise own it don't have the wherewithal to fight this. See, there's where the real problems come in. People are losing their homes. And this is just wrong. I think there's a lot of information that shouldn't be easily obtained online. I think this is one of them. All right, so that caught my eyes while I was moving along. Yes, James on the South Side gave me a few stories, don't you know? But a number of other things, too. I've got several of your requests. I've been charged to play something that will make Fran laugh. I think I found that. We're going to talk about Debbie Dean, and there is a Chicago connection, too. And if you're saying, who is Debbie Dean? Well, she was the first Caucasian artist signed by Motown. So all that and more. And yes, a deep Chicago connection. We'll talk about all that and more. But right now, Cindy has a request. So Cindy is in Darien. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. Just want to say it's been a while since I called, but your program is the greatest.
Thank you.
What we're going to do if WGN takes you away from us. I'm serious.
Well,
I'm not going to listen to the radio anymore.
Don't say that. And no, more likely time itself will take me away from the earth. We'll see about that.
Well, that we can't help. But
right.
Anyway, not WGN.
Right.
No. So I have insomnia, and thanks to you, I still have... doesn't help because I have to listen to you till 1 a.m.
Oh, no. No,
that's a good thing. That's okay. A good thing. I just want to say you have such a positive impact, and I can't believe how many lives you touch with your callers, and I can't remember all those names. I can't remember their names very well.
Yeah.
But Tubby, she's a scream.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah.
She reminds me of a nurse I used to work with, but I digress. And then there's, is it Jim? The guy with the diabetes and the vision.
Yes, Jim in Wisconsin, yes.
And so many people you've helped, and I just want to say you need to know that.
Well,
and
thank you.
I just want to say hi because it's been a while. But with this home issue that you just brought up now, am I safe because I don't live in a mansion?
No. You see that's what worries me, because the people in the mansion have the funds to fight it. It's you and I who have everyday funds where somebody does this to us, we're up the creek without a paddle. At the very least,
what do you do, call a lawyer?
Well, like I say, I don't have the answer. I know there are companies that claim that they protect your house title. I really don't know how good a job they do or don't. But at the very least,
right.
I would regularly go online to your county where they have all these listings and make sure it's still in your name.
Oh, okay. So good. So go to the county and check online.
Yeah.
So you know how your property is.
Right.
It's really scary.
It is scary. And with AI, it's getting easy.
That's my point. You're so informative. I mean, they're not saying that on the 10 o'clock news.
No.
You know what I mean? That's my point. You're so informative. So thank you again.
My pleasure.
And then, if you could give me advice for your listeners. Okay, I was given two heirloom real furs, okay?
Wow.
Mink and something else, okay?
Wow.
Well, of course, I love animals, but I'm not going to wear them.
Okay.
But I want that. I don't want to take it to a pawn shop. I want it to go to a worthy cause.
Okay. Right.
Any suggestions? They're in stellar condition, but that's my,
yeah.
If you have any ideas, that would really help.
People who have furs very often store them for the summer. So I'd look for the biggest fur storage companies, and I would call them and ask for advice because they're dealing with a lot of furs. If that doesn't work, I'd look to see who the local furriers are and call them.
Okay, fur storage.
Yeah, because there's so many
furriers.
Yeah, there's so many food storage opportunities. Sometimes a department store will do it, and I realize it's not politically correct anymore, but believe me, there is still a lot of mink, a lot of chinchilla, a lot of other things that used to crawl that they store.
And I wouldn't mind wearing them, but these things are from the 40s, okay? So if it's like I want to wear a sign, guess what? These are from the 40s, okay? I didn't kill any animals.
Well,
but I'm not going to go there. I just want to go and donate.
Yeah.
So it would, pass it along, the money, whatever.
Right, absolutely. Well, you certainly could sell it and then pass the funds along, too. I would talk to, like I say, furriers or fur storage companies to find out what's what with it. Now, the other thing, of course, is that fake furs are getting so realistic, you could always wear it and say, it's not real.
Yeah, you know what, Rally? I'll just tell you this one simple sentence. Lucky is not my middle name.
Okay? Oh, okay. All right.
That's all I've got to say.
All right.
Lucky is not my middle name.
So,
I'm not going to go this far. Right. But, I have to admit, they are warm.
Oh, absolutely. And some of them feel so... I tell you, when they used to have them right out in the department stores, I always used to pet them because they felt so good. And I was walking... This true story is walking in a department store with my buddy Carol Ford, and I accidentally petted some woman. I didn't realize it wasn't a display. It was a person.
Oh, that is too funny.
Yeah.
Because my dog looks at me like, what are you doing with those? You're not getting rid of those, are you? I mean, he's not stupid, but it's like, it's a real fur. So, of course, he loves it.
Yeah.
Too funny. And then my last request is like, okay, laugh. If you don't like it, that's okay. How much is that doggy in the window?
Oh, okay. Well, I'll put that in the novelty category, and I will play it for you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks for calling.
Again.
Do it again, Cynthia. Appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
So,
okay, God bless.
Likewise.
Okay,
888-876-5593. Yes, we'll try to get that on, if not tonight, tomorrow night. Want to talk about the Sea Crane Company? If you listen to me, you love radio. Otherwise, you'd have stopped listening a long time ago. Well, radio is an absolute necessity. And with the storms of the last few months, boy, didn't that pan out. Did people have cell service? Hell no. Did people have electricity? No. Did people have any of the things that they usually use to communicate? Well, I'll tell you what, if they had a radio, at least they had information, and not too many of them did. And the neat thing is, of course, to get a radio that has features that you are after. And I'll tell you what, the CC Skywave SSB2, one of the smallest multiband radios on the market, is just a wonder. It is, of course, like all the radios from the Sea Crane Company, Bob Crane made sure that it just has tremendous AM and FM reception. And at 8 ounces fitting in the palm of your hand, I'll tell you what, you can just use it as your everyday radio. The audio for the size of it is amazingly sharp and clear for its small size. Plus, you can get the earbuds with it that I think they're included as far as that goes, and you will get amazing quality with that. But in addition to AM and FM, of course, you get the weather band and you get a weather alert. You get the short wave bands, which is neat, including the aviation band. So if you're traveling, want to hear what the air traffic controllers are up to? You will with the CC Skywave SSB2, and you get single sideband. You'll hear a lot of hams talking to each other, but during emergencies, you might hear it first, long before anything else. It's got a rotary volume dial, which is nice, but it's a digital readout, and it's got presets, and a lot of them, as far as that goes. I don't remember the exact number, but it's an amazing amount of presets, and the SSB tuning is accurate to 10 hertz resolution, so it does pick up just like AM and FM, better than just about anything you've got. So So a lot of other features like adjustable squelch, which might mean nothing to you. But if you go to ccradio.com and take a look, you'll not only see great products, but great information about radio as well. It runs on a couple AA batteries for 65 hours, and there's an optional AC adapter if you want one. But hey, what you really want is a radio that's going to work. And hey, with 65 hours of battery time while you're using it, this is a gem. And it does come with the original CC Buds, so you will get great sound quality as well. So go to ccradio.com anytime, ccradio.com. Take a look at the CC Skywave SSB2. And next time there's a problem and nobody's got cell service and nobody's got electricity, you will have information. Plus, you'll have great listening on regular days. You can go to ccradio.com, as I say, anytime. But if you can't, because you can't go online, give them a call. 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. They've got terrific customer service 24 hours a day. They'll answer all your questions. You can order by phone, or they'll send you a hard copy of the catalog so you can read it. And yes, you can go to Amazon for faster shipping or what have you. But before you do that, if you can go online, you go to ccradio.com and look at all these great products, including the CC Skywave SSB2. You tell them that Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
Well, I guess this story must begin that fateful day way back when I decided I should have a credit card. So I filled out this application, listed all my recommendations, sent it off in the mail, and in a month or so the mailman brought me my brand new charge-all card. Better than checks, safer than money, and not near as dirty. Well, it laid around for a couple of days, till finally I thought, what the hey, why not see if this thing will really work? So I went down to my favorite store, picked out three or four shirts or more, a pair of pants and a striped tie, and the man came by and said, yes, sir, cash or charge? I said, just put it on my credit card. Write that dude up. Oh, convenient. Now I put that card away in a drawer, and I never charged $1 more. Then one day in the mail, I got this bill. Typed on a card all full of holes, it said, do not staple, bend, or fold, was the astronomical figure of $3,200.42. When? There's been a mistake. So I got on the phone. Hello? Hello? I got Mr. Black and Mr. Brown, and then I got the runaround, till finally Mr. Green came on the line. I said, sir, this may be hard to take, but your computer has made a mistake. It says I owe more money than I've ever seen. And he said, people like you make mistakes. Computers do not lie. Send us the bread. PDQ. Well, now this has just about done me in, so I grabbed that computer card again, the one with all those holes punched out so nice. And I threw it on the floor and I stomped it twice, and I whipped out my pocket knife and punched out a few new holes, for there hadn't been no holes before, then I bent it double. Stapled it across the end, drove my car over it, stick that up your computer. I sent it back in and never heard no more, till one day the mailman came to the door with a special delivery from the charge-all place. Inside was a note from Mr. Green, said we run your card through our machine, and it tells us you've overpaid your bill. Enclosed is a check payable to you for $9,000.
WGN Radio. I guess you're going to have to listen to the record to find out what happened next, but it always makes me laugh. In any event, right now we'll find out what's happening now on the news on WGN Radio.
I cried all night long when I found out what your mama told you. My mama said, don't cry now, girl. I'm going to tell you what to do. And then she said, don't wait till he makes up his mind.
Time may just seem
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, yes, that is the first Caucasian act that Berry Gordy signed to Motown. He had previously bought a single that was by a Caucasian act, but this was the first time he actually signed a singer. And there's a PS to that, and it's a Chicago connection, and I'll get there. And by the way, we were talking to Josh from Chicago last night about this. And Don't Let Him Shop Around, 1961 on Motown. It was the first thing that they released on her. But here was the deal. Her name was Reba Smith, and she was from Corbin, Kentucky. And the deal with this is that she was more of a pop singer and sort of had somewhat of a following. She was had a couple minor Chicago hits for a good reason that I'll get to. And then and she was using the name when she was doing that, I think, of Penny Smith. And then she had become, and who knows why, she had become Debbie Stevens. And 1959, in the ill-fated Winter Dance Party tour, after Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Reggie Valance were killed in a plane crash, she was asked to join the tour. And that's where Berry Gordy was made aware of her, and he recruited her to join Motown in Detroit. He signed her to a 3-year contract. So as far as contract players for Motown, she was the first white act and female soloist, too. And in the process, Berry Gordy said, "Yeah, not Debbie Stevens. You're Debbie Dean." And she said, "Okay." And obviously, she's, "You're going to put out records, call me anything you want." And so the first one, of course, was the answer to Shop Around. Fine. But so what's the connection? What's the Chicago connection? And why would maybe she interest Berry Gordy on other levels? She was Jim Lonsbury's wife. And a lot of people didn't realize that, but she absolutely was. And, of course, Jim Lonsbury, there wasn't a record hop around that he didn't host, as far as that goes, as well as a bandstand matinee and Jim Lonsbury's sock hop and the record hop and a lot of TV appearances. And he actually one of the last Winter Dance Party tour shows that happened before the plane crash, he hosted it with the Big Bopper and Richie Valens and Buddy Holly. And so so it was that having his wife fill in was a natural. And so obviously when you've got that much media presence, you can darn well guess that that Berry Gordy saw all sorts of reasons why he should sign her. She never had a hit, but it's not for lack of trying. They put out five, I think, records on her. So 10 sides, because there are 45s. I've got them all. And unfortunately, I could play them all, too, but you might consider that that torture. I'll leave them on hand in case Josh ever calls and wants to hear bits of some of them, but oh my. In the meantime, of course, she's no longer with us, sorry to say. Died February 17th, 2001 in Ojai. And meanwhile, Jim Lonsbury had moved to Tucson, as you might know, and he died in 2006. So rest in peace to both of them. So that was Motown's first as far as signed artists, white act. Okay, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Jack in St. Charles has requests. So what do you want to hear, Jack?
Oh, Jerry Lee Lewis with Drinking Wine, Spody Odie.
You're not the original? You want to hear Jerry Lee Lewis doing it?
Sure, sure. More people are, I think, these days a little more familiar with it.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, come on. Stick McGee. There's okay. No S in it. Stick McGee was the original. But if you want Jerry Lee Lewis, I'll play it.
Well, whatever. Okay. Whatever was convenient for you.
Okay.
And the Fireballs with Bottle of Wine.
Fruit of the Vine. When are you going to let me get sober? Okay. We'll do it.
I'll drink to that.
Okay. Good. Yeah, so would he. All right. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay, talk to you later.
So, yeah, we had a Jimmy Gilmer on Monday Night Trivia. Boy, it was horrible. Anyway, yeah, I think I catch a bus and go back home. Yeah, I should have left before the bus arrived. All right, so Laura in Willowbrook has requests as well. What you got, Laura?
Laura. Hi, Raleigh.
Hey.
I have a request and then I have a question.
Uh-oh.
All right. I hope you like or don't mind playing the Blues Brothers version of Sweet Home Chicago, because I'm from Chicago, so it's like it'd be kind of cool to hear. But also, I've never heard the original person sing it or do it. So if you could play both of them, that would be cool someday.
Sure, sure. I played Sweet Home Chicago in the last couple days, the original.
I must have not been listening that day.
At least I think I did. I'll have to go look at the stuff because I had it queued up. I think I aired it, but I'm not 100% sure. But I'll look. You betcha.
Okay. And then a question. For years, I've been thinking about the old days. You used to go to the soda shop or whatever, mm-hmm. and they'd have the, you know, the floor standalone jukebox, and they'd play music, and of course you had your records and all that.
Yeah.
And I hear now they actually have digital jukeboxes, so sure. I thought, oh, well, that would be cool. It's like they have, like, they used to have tabletop versions of jukeboxes, too. So I wonder, one, how do they work? Because how do you get the digital music in there? And then are they any good playing that way?
Well, there are a number of things, including some of it, the music is not on site. It's a digital jukebox music network. And I think that they look like jukeboxes and all that, but I'm not sure that that the music itself is, you know, on site. But that gives you, you know, 25,000 pieces of music to choose from. It's different, obviously. And there's a number of different machinations of digital jukeboxes. And you can see, if you can go online, AMI is big on it. But there are others as well. There's you know, some are Bluetooth and you name it. But, you know, is it the same? No, of course not.
Okay.
You know, Rockola.
I'm curious. I bet Raleigh has one. Do you have a jukebox?
No, I don't, because they're, you know, I did for a while, many years ago. They're too damn heavy to move. Remember, I've lived in like 38 cities. They're way too heavy to move, as far as that goes. But yeah, back in the day, I did, and My good friend Lewis, Dr. Hitz, had one when he died. In fact, he gave me all his records, but there was no way I would take the jukebox because, you know, couldn't move it. They're still neat to have, and you can still buy the old ones if you look hard enough. And then, of course, they have a ton of them that are recreations of the old ones that I don't like as well, but some people do. And, you know, I love the brief period of Scopey tones. Those, those ridiculous. Oh. They were video jukeboxes, except they were playing film. It was a mess.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We laughed for years. You can go ahead and, like I say, look online. There's a number of companies that do this. Like I say, AMI Digital is probably the biggest of this, but not only.
Okay. Well, I'm glad for your input. And, yeah, I think if I can find the tabletop ones still available, I think I'll go that route because, yeah, those big ones are too darn heavy. And
well, no, remember.
Moving,
No. But remember, if it's tabletop, the music is not in that. You see, back in the days when you had the soda fountains and you'd have the little tabletop jukebox by you at the table and you'd punch your little numbers and it would come up, it wasn't playing at your table. It was signaling the jukebox to play that. You see, the records had to be somewhere. So the only tabletops today are basically digital networks where you're online and it's coming as a download. You know, they're streaming it. So you can't get something that'll fit on the top of your table that's going to have music in it. I mean, where would you put the records?
True. Okay, well, thank you for filling me in. It's like, I always learn a lot when I talk to you.
Yeah, so if you wanted to, you'd have to, you know, and really wanted one from back in the day, you'd have to get yourself a jukebox. You could also get a tabletop that would work with it, but that might be overkill.
Yeah. Well, I think I better wait till I move. Oh, and before I forget, my electric recliner from Wayfair is coming tomorrow. So
all right.
I finally got it worked out.
Wait a minute, John.
It was pretty good, less than $300.
No, that's excellent. John has a suggestion. What?
Put all the songs you love in your phone and get a C-Crane radio with Bluetooth.
Okay, John says put all the songs you want in your phone and get a C-Crane radio with Bluetooth. Yeah, that'll work.
Well, I've thought of doing that, too. I wanted to look them up.
Yeah, that's probably the easiest way. But if you wanted a digital jukebox, you know, you can buy them. Some of them, like there are scratch and dent sales where you could get one for $1,000. You know, and as far as delivery, that depends how heavy it is and what you're buying and where it's from. But you're in the Chicago area, which of course is the home of the MOA, the Music Operators of America, Jukebox Central.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the information and thanks, John, because I've been wanting to go on the C-Crane.com and check it out.
Well, there you go.
The ones you talk about sound like things that I would love.
Yeah. All right. Now you know. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you. Good day,
Raleigh. Yeah, and they got a lot of jukeboxes on eBay, too, but you want to watch the shipping. And again, if you're going for something that's gonna, you know, play 45s, which I doubt you'd want to get anything old enough that was playing shellac, but 45s, you got to have the 45s to play. And they won't last forever because usually those tone arms are tracking heavy enough that the records will wear out eventually. Yeah. The understatement of the decade. All right, so we will get to Mark and Aurora, The Search for the Cat. And Eduardo in Tampa is checking in. And Jim in New Hampshire. Oh, we're going to talk about music and memories. Yes, absolutely. Radio, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Another tower incident. I don't know if you heard about this. Everybody heard about the hot air balloon in Albuquerque, and everybody was safe, so it was a good ending. But not so good here. Not a good ending for the tower, by the way. But not so good in Houston, where sadly all four in the helicopter are now deceased. But yeah, amazing footage of that. We'll talk about that too, probably. Maybe with Jim. Who knows? Coming up on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, Josh said he wanted the Staples sisters for his grandmother and Cynthia Staples, so I figured, well, nothing too recent. Let's go to 1967 on Columbia and do For What It's Worth. I liked it better in Buffalo Springfield, but that's just me. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. Mark and Aurora, now about that cat.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get out of this other room. Maybe I'll tell you how I met her owner. Debbie works at a local brewery, and my friend Patrick and I met her because she was working as a waitress that night. She's a part-time waitress along with her younger daughter, and we got to talking. And in the process of our talking, I told her, concerning her birthday, that good things come to those who wait. And he told me in the course of conversation that she attends a local Lutheran church. And so I got to thinking about it and I thought, hey, I don't want to wait until September, which is when her birthday is, because we met in May. I want to get together with her before then. So I took a chance, called the brewery late at night and said, hey, you mentioned to me that you go to a Lutheran church. Would you be willing to take me there to visit? And she said, oh, I'd love to. And now we're going to church together.
Okay.
And she happened to mention that she was thinking about moving and trying to downsize. And one thing in the process of downsizing was to get rid of at least two of her cats. And I said, oh, well, I happen to be looking for one. And he told me about them. And I thought that the one I would want was Jackson. So we agreed that she would bring him over to my apartment at some point. And then I got an idea. I thought, hey, why don't we introduce Jackson to
hang,
me
hang
in
on
an
a minute.
Environment
Wait a minute.
He's familiar
you, I,
with?
I have to leave you right there. Because it's time for the news.
Okay.
We're going to leave you and Jackson.
Okay.
You're going to get introduced to Jackson.
The news.
And yes, and we'll pick it up right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Yeah.
James, the OJs, 1991, EMI USA. Wesley in Chicago wanted to hear it, and now he has. So got a few other for Wesley coming up. All right, so we left Mark and Jackson, the cat. I think there's not a happy ending to this part. All right, so go for it.
Oh, there's kind of a happy ending. Debbie teased me. He said, oh, so you're looking for a way to get into my house. but she was teasing. She said that sounded like a good plan to let him meet me in an environment that he's accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only reason he came up on my lap was to get the cat treats that I had.
Okay,
then
so
he's
resourceful.
Martha stayed on my lap even after getting cat treats. So we decided that maybe Jackson needed Debbie's daughter around because he's used to having Debbie's daughter around, and plus, they got the cats after she divorced her husband, so they weren't used to having a male around the house. So I made a second visit. Turns out the daughter had to be with a friend, so we just decided to see what would happen. And Jackson did the same thing he did before, only stayed around for the treats, but Martha lingered. So we have now decided that Martha is going to be my cat, and so now Debbie is going to take Martha to get her shots because my building management requires that any pet I have would have their latest shots. So,
okay,
the next stage in all of this is to see what Martha thinks of my apartment, including the piles of pillows that I have, because Debbie tells me that Martha likes piles of pillows. Now, I meant to ask you a couple questions. What was the name of Jim Lounsbury's wife? I missed that.
Well, on Motown, it was Debbie Dean. But what her name actually was Reba Smith. She was Penny Smith in Chicago, and she was Debbie Stevens.
Interesting.
When she was doing the tour with the Winter Dance Party. So it was Barry Gordy who turned her from Debbie Stevens to Debbie Dean.
I might rename Martha Penny, but what's interesting about that too is that Martha was the name of the cat that my friend Bill Smola had, and he passed away. And I was kind of sad about that because he died an atheist, and only God knows what's going to become of him.
He'll be fine. He'll be shocked. I'll tell you what. I guarantee this. He was shocked when he woke up alive, but other than that, he'll be fine.
Well, you and I obviously have a different theology, but yeah. Anyway.
You'll be fine.
The thing is that I think maybe Leah from Marcus Hook was right, that Martha is gravitating towards her daddy. And,
okay.
You know, I don't, I can't understand why Ross left Debbie for another woman, because she is a treasure. I'll give you one example. She is very humble about her IQ. Because we were both psych majors, we discussed that, and we both have genius-level IQs. Not that that means a whole lot, but she is very matter-of-fact about it. She said, well, it's a gift that God has given me, and I love to teach math, and so that's what I use it for my students. And she's just very matter-of-fact about it, and she doesn't seem to resent, you know, the guidance that I need as a blind person. And she really tries to be fair to people, and she has empathy. I mean, I don't, well, her ex-husband said, well, you can't ask me to give up my best friend. And she basically said, yes, I can. In fact, I'm going to divorce you if you don't give up your best friend, so-called. Well, that was what happened. And then after she divorced him, his best friend, so-called, left her. And then he descended into drinking.
What a fine soap opera this is. Now, believe me,
the cat does not have a genius IQ, so
don't worry about that. The cat will be fine.
Oh, I imagine the cat is pretty smart, but Debbie certainly is, and she's
enjoy the cat
about her smart.
Yes, get the cat. Enjoy the cat
about her smart.
Right, right. Don't overthink
and
this,
Debbie. Debbie, as far as she knows, probably doesn't want to get married again. And she's got people in her school trying to matchmake her.
Well, it's going to be harder. She has a cat. All right. So
she has four cats.
Oh, yeah. No, it's very, very hard. She better stay alone. Yeah. Yeah. I think she should just give up now.
That bad, huh?
Uh-huh. Yep. I think so. So,
she doesn't think she wants to get married.
Well, that's good, because she will be the original cat lady, and that's just fine. So when are you and the feline going to become one as a family?
Well, the next step in the process is for Debbie to bring her over to my apartment.
To check out the pillows, yes,
it.
Right. To check out. Well, so when?
Yeah,
when will the
other things.
When will the pillow visit be had?
We haven't scheduled it yet.
Okay. Well, keep us posted.
No, but we will soon. Yeah.
Yeah. We're, all right.
I want to thank Leah for her input, because she, I think maybe she's right. I think maybe Martha wants her daddy.
Uh huh. Well, all right. So good luck to Martha. I can't wait to hear about her home visit.
Although, she's probably going to become Penny if I get her.
No. How old is Martha?
I don't know.
Well, does she recognize her name now?
I don't know that yet either.
Well, you'll find that out. And my feeling is, if she knows her name is Martha, don't confuse her further by changing it to Penny. If she has no idea that she's Martha, then go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Do a test. Let us know.
There's the progress report.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I will.
All right. So now, on top of that, of course, it was the lovely and talented Leah who spurred some of this. So, Leah, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I don't have a cat.
I know. It's too bad.
No, it's really good. Really good. No, do you send an email? No, when did you send
email?
It? When did you send it?
I sent it about 7 in the morning.
This morning?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's...
It was a video. It was a funny video.
It was a video? No, I've almost got no chance of seeing that. You know, I'm back into the it's several hundred email every few hours. So if I wait 2 days, it's guaranteed to be over 4,000.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. And so that's why when it comes to video or audio or any of this, usually I'm like, delete, 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 because I just can't do anything else.
Well, I said funny from Leah, so I don't know.
Well, that would have been nice. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm looking for it because I know what to look for it on there, and I don't see it. is it possible that it went to junk? I don't know. Because I know what you sent. I know the address you send it from. So if I alphabetize it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then subject matter, I just put funny from Leah.
Yeah. Well, I don't. I can't get the address. It's not coming up. Let me look at. Let me look at junk, and see if we got something there.
Or spam or.
Yeah.
Something.
Well. That, yeah. I just refer to it as junk. I don't see anything there. And you sent it to Raleigh at Raleigh.net.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't. Yeah, it did not arrive.
Oh, it's too bad. It was this cute little video of this cat singing this little song about how he couldn't sleep because of overthinking.
Oh, God.
And how things would run around in his head and everything.
Oh, God. All right. Well,
he made up this little song about it. It was so cute. You would have thought it was so funny.
Well, if you find the email again, let me know. You know, I don't usually have any time for things like videos or audio or anything like that online. But I did yesterday. I was looking for something else, and I came across this joke. And in fact, John came in here and said, "You were just laughing out loud, and you never do that. What was that?" And so I told him the joke, and I guess it's clean enough that I can share it here if I can find it again. But it was so surprising because I was looking for something that was deadly serious. Not anything that was humorous, and it had one of those things that click on here. It was like clickbait. But I came across this joke, and I read it, and I thought it was literally the funniest damn thing I'd ever seen. So let me see if I can't find this here. I hope I can, but I don't know.
Sometimes I don't get jokes. Sometimes the blonde takes over.
You will absolutely get this joke. But I just have to find it. Here we go. I think this will lead me to it. All right. Yes. All right. Here we go. It's a story about a couple who'd been happily married for years. The only friction in their marriage was her husband's habit of expelling gas loudly every morning when he awoke, and the noise would wake his wife, and the smell would make her eyes water and make her gasp for air. Every morning she would plead with him to stop doing this because it was making her sick. He told her he couldn't stop it, and this was perfectly natural. She told him to see a doctor. She was concerned that one day he would blow his guts out. Well, the years went by, and he continued to expel. And then one Christmas Day morning, as she was preparing the turkey for dinner, and he was upstairs sound asleep, she looked at the innards, the neck, the gizzard, the liver, all the spare parts, and a malicious thought came to her. She took the bowl and she went upstairs where her husband was sound asleep, and gently pulling back the covers, she pulled back the elastic waistband of his underpants and emptied the bowl of turkey guts into his shorts. Now, sometimes later, she hears her husband waken with his usual trumpeting, which was followed by a blood-curdling scream and the sound of frantic footsteps as he ran into the bathroom. Now, the wife could hardly contain herself as she rolled on the floor, laughing, tears in her eyes this time. Well, after years of torture, she reckoned she had gotten him back pretty good. About 20 minutes later, he comes downstairs in his blood-stained underwear with a look of horror on his face. She bit her lip as she asked, "What was the matter?" And he said, "Honey, you were right. All these years you have warned me, and I didn't listen to you." "What do you mean?" she asks innocently. "Well, you always told me that one day I would end up expelling my guts out, and today it finally happened. But by the grace of God and some Vaseline and two fingers, I think I got most of them back in." Yeah.
Yeah,
I know. Made me laugh out loud because I just wasn't expecting. I wasn't expecting the ending.
It's so gross. But
yeah,
it's
of course.
Terrible. Yeah.
So there you go. All right.
Oh God, that's so funny. And I also wanted to tell Mark, thank you for the update. And I also wanted to give him some suggestions for cat food too, because people used to think that letting cats graze on dry food was good, but it's no longer recommended by vets. Mm-hmm. And so now they're saying wet food is better for cats, and but not the wet food that you buy in the stores because it doesn't have enough protein in it. Mm. Now they're saying for cats that only meat rich, protein rich cat food is good. No grains or anything. But
can't you just get it a trout?
No,
you could, I guess, but there's bones and stuff you have to pick out. And but they have food. I was going to recommend smalls.com, S as in Sam, M-A-L-L-S as in Sam.com, smalls.com.
Okay. All right.
And also drmyers.com, which has mainly organ meat, which is really good for cats.
Uh-huh.
All right. And also, it's freeze-dried. And also, let's see, what's the other one? Oh, Delectables are these little lickable treats that you can, like, you vets use them for cats that can't eat solid food. But they like them, like regular cats like them as treats, too. These are in the grocery store. Delectables, Delickables, they're called.
How about a goldfish?
And no.
No? Because, you know.
No.
You have a pet for a while, then the cat could eat, and it, you know, works out.
No. Delectables, Delickables, and they are in little tubes.
They're made by hearts.
Yeah.
Oh, could I tell stories, but not on the air. All right.
And you just push them up, and they lick off the end, and they're anything. And plus, they have to have really clean water. And I found this thing online that I think is great. And you put it in your bathroom on the bathroom sink, and you hook it up to the water thing in your bathroom sink. And what the cat does is just walk by, and it lets out fresh water. It has a hose, and it lets out fresh water into the sink, so you don't have to turn on the faucet. Cats love fresh bathroom water sink.
Mm-hmm.
And so they love fresh water, anything that has fresh water. So this would turn it on. The cat would turn it on every time, and then they could have fresh water all the time because they don't like stagnant water.
All right. Well, that's discerning.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's better than a fountain and everything because they could have fresh water every time.
Okay.
You have to leave the bathroom door open, of course, but I don't think that's a problem. Fine, so those are just a few tips I wanted to give him.
Well, that's very good. And I know he's listening, and we'll have to see how Martha adapts.
Yeah, I hope he leaves her name Martha. I mean, if she's over a year old, I'm sure she knows her name.
Right. Well, he can do the test, you know. I mean, I realize cats are finicky, but if they hear their names, there should be some glimmer of recognition.
Yeah, if her ears go back at all when he says Martha, then she knows her name.
Right, and then it should stay, Martha, what's wrong with Martha?
Yeah, Martha's a good name.
Exactly.
And they love baby talk. They love baby talk.
Oh, just
don't
swell.
Forget the baby talker.
Uh-huh. All right.
They love baby talk.
Uh-huh. I can't wait to hear a recording of that. All right. So, with that in mind, we wish Mark the best. I can't wait to hear about the pillow encounter when she makes her first house visit.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be great. I can't wait to hear that.
All right.
I hope they're not feather pillows, because I, with my other cat, Cujo, we had a little mishap with that once.
Mishap.
We lived in.
That's a nice way to put it. Mishap. Zipco burned down, but no big problem. Mishap. Okay.
When we moved out of the house,
there was you had to move, but it was a mishap. Okay, all right.
When we moved the bed, there was feathers covering everything. I mean, just everything.
Would make you wonder where the goose was. All right, well, or the bird. It might not have been good. We probably better you didn't know. We'll talk soon. All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks,
appreciate
Raleigh.
It.
Bye.
Yeah, we'll hear the news and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Table now, Granny Row. While you're able, don't be no square. Stay out of it.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. The Midnighters, 1956 on Federal. Rock Granny Roll. Fran and Austin wanted to hear that. All right, 888-876-5593. Eduardo wants to talk about banks. Okay, Eduardo, what's up? Eduardo gave up. All right, well, hopefully the banks didn't fold in question. All right, so now, Jim in New Hampshire. All right, Jim, thanks for waiting. Welcome back.
Hello, hello, Raleigh.
What's going on?
Now, I love that Hank Ballard and the Midnighters stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yes, indeed. Now, I was, for some reason, there was something I was thinking of. One particular evening, I think I might have told the story, but I gave a couple of tickets to see Stevie Wonder to my mom.
Uh-huh.
And she went to the concert. And I know I was going to. Is Joe Donovan, is he, did we lose him?
Yes.
Or,
yes, sadly, we did.
Gosh.
Yeah, I know. That was great on WHAS, especially that, what was it, 2 or 3 o'clock hour where it was just all the mystery stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He got there in 77, which was, right after I left Louisville, he came in, and he was there for 20 years.
Oh, good gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and sadly, now, he passed away in 2014.
I became aware of him actually through, I used to hear KOA pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
A few
and he was later. Yes, and he was there because he yeah, absolutely. He was at Kim also, which you didn't hear, 950, and of course before that KCOL in Fort Collins. But yeah, absolutely. And he was born in Illinois, but his family moved to Colorado when he was a kid. He grew up in Loveland, sorry to say, and built his, a typical radio kid. You know, he built a transmitter in the basement, and, the FCC showed up, and, he had to shut his station down and all that kind of thing. So he was collecting 45s early on and then got a job in Loveland, and nobody heard him. And then in Fort Collins, and 7 people heard him. And then he went to Denver, and that's where he was at KOA and Kim. And then he got hired in 77. Because remember, HAS used to carry Herb Jepko. They were paid to.
They did.
Well, when the check stopped, so did the show. And so so Hugh Barr, who was the general manager at the time, had to find somebody, and he found Joe. And he mm-hmm. stayed there until 1998. And he also did a weekly radio ministry from Our Savior Lutheran for like 10 years as well. So so after 98, I don't know. He was around, but I don't know. But I think, unless it's gone, they used to have a bunch of interviews that he did on HAS with various artists who are no longer with us, and that's probably still mm-hmm. available.
Yeah.
But, he was there when Gary Burbank did Afternoons. And, of course, sadly, they had to fire Gary. I don't know if you know that story. They had absolutely no choice. Well, Gary had gone in there and told them that, in Afternoon Drive, they couldn't possibly compete if the commercial load was as heavy as it was. And, of course, the sales manager and all that refused to acquiesce. So Gary did the only reasonable thing. He thought he would just scratch half of the commercials. Well, this went on for a year. I'm not making this up. And then they discovered it. And at that point, they had no choice but to fire him. And
that sounds like Gary.
Yeah, right, exactly. He didn't want to get fired, but, they had no choice. And I'm trying to think of the guy who was managing them, because later I worked for him in Austin. I can't think of his name. But anyway, they had to let Gary go. And, Gary had, it's interesting, his second wife, when he was at Wacky, he met his second wife, and, my mind is going. I can see her face like it's tomorrow, yesterday, but I can't remember. Anyway, they got married, and she was the best thing that ever happened to him because she handled the finances. He would have had nothing without her, trust me. But anyhow, she was great. But there was one thing about her is that she didn't want to live too far from Mama. And so, of course, he went to see KLW, and that didn't last because, you know, Mama wasn't there. Then he went to NOE, as you know. He was there.
Oh, yes.
Right. Well, yes. That was too far from Louisville also. So I remember talking to him in depth after HAS because the possibility was San Diego. There was a station that really wanted to hire him. And we talked, and I said, you know, you're just going to have to move back to Kentucky. So, you know, I said, this is the reality, Gary. And, you know, he said, well, yeah, you're probably right. And then, you know, LW intervened and all was wonderful. But, yeah, but he almost went to San Diego. But anyway, so, yeah, Milton Metz was on before Joe Donovan, if you remember Milton Metz. And
Metz here.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. Sure, Wayne Perkey did mornings and Jerry David Malloy did middays. So anyway, that was that they hired him, and he was just a great hire for them. I thought just a great hire, and that was the deal. And so you know, you can see him on a lot of their ads, and you know, occupying a rightfully good place.
Sure. Now, but here I am. I'm listening to Joe one night, and I'm just kind of, you know, ready for the, you know, his show to come on. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, here comes this car, and it's being chased by another, in other words, it was a high-speed chase. I don't know who was in the other car.
Okay.
But all of a sudden, I hear this loud bang, and I found out not too very long what it was. See, that car had crashed and hit up under my up under the house where my mom and I were living, and had knocked loose the gas line.
Oh no!
Oh yes, yes. And I have never been so scared. But I figured, well, I gotta get out of here, you know. So I put on my short pants, and I opened the door, and I go next door to the neighbors, and apparently they were okay, and you know, I hung out with them till my mom got home. But oh my god, you had all manner of you know, different things going on, like the gas company trucks came, you know, and
gas leaks are serious. The whole neighborhood can go. Everybody showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guarantee it. Yeah.
And I went next door, and I was sitting on the neighbor's couch when my mom came home, and I told her what happened. And to say the very least, well, it wasn't so bad because, of course, we couldn't cook anything on the stove.
Well, obviously.
Like, no, we couldn't. And
it couldn't smoke.
No, couldn't do that either.
Yep.
No. There was nothing like that either.
Yep.
And so I just yeah, I was, you know, I was really scared. Ah, there we go. But something I was one of the things that I do a lot is I listen to a lot of radio from across the pond.
Of course,
you know, like over, and I like listening to stations down under in Australia for one thing. And one of them that I might be losing pretty pretty soon is station 2UE.
Oh, no. So this is Sydney.
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
with two, yes. It has to be, yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, T-U-E.
What's happening?
Well, I really don't know. They keep talking about going to this app called Listener. And
I see. You may lose them as a stream, but you won't. Because I was saying, I think that 2UE is an LMA deal now, where there's an LMA agreement and by the people who run it, and it's not the ownership.
Ah, well, so, now that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, so because Nine Entertainment owns them, but I think that Ace Radio runs them. And I, doing this off the top of my head, I could be so wrong, but
yeah,
I think,
I've heard them call themselves an Ace Network.
Well, yeah, Ace would be LMAing it, but yeah, so we're not talking about them going off the air in Sydney. You just don't plan to be making a trip anytime. You want to know about the stream.
Right. Right, and I think I may be losing it and everything. Which
so what's
what
you don't like Listener?
Well, I tried to get it, and for some reason I couldn't. I don't know why.
What are you trying to get it on?
Well, I'm trying to, I go to, Google and I...
No, but I mean, iOS or OS X or, Windows, what are you trying to get it on? Android? Hang on a minute. Don't go away. All right, well, it is optimized for that. Hang on a minute. Stay where you are. And
okay.
we'll return to, Jim and Android and you two coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and yes, the Kinks for Cindy in Chicago, yes, on a revenge label, reprise. All right, so 888-876-5593, but we left Jim and his Android. All right, so now, you know they have an entire page about how to listen on an Android. So so here is the deal. It is a 2UE is now on Listener, and then it says Listen Now, and it says download Listener from the links below, and it's got one for Android, and it says log on or create account, search 2UE on Listener, and then click follow, then enjoy the music from 2UE. And I do not think there is a charge for this, so that's what you gotta do. Now, so let me give you the URL, all right?
Okay.
Well,
sure.
Actually, John says, no, you're going to play the news, and then you'll give him the URL. All right, I take orders. Stay where you are. Don't go away. All right, get a pen ready or something. All right, so that's where we'll pick it up next hour, right here on WGN Radio.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggy to protect him and scare them away with one bark. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, there it is. I told Cynthia I'd play it, and Johnny D. wrote and said, hey, what's going on? I asked you to play it and said you wouldn't. Well, I play a lot of requests for Johnny D., and so therefore I edit out the ones that make me cringe. However, Cynthia rarely calls, and she wanted to hear it, and so it is that that I played it. I know very little about that record because I don't want to, but I probably could find out more if it came to it. Now, I did very well with Jim, and I must say, Jim, I'm now a member of Listener, so let me explain. I should tell you, you can also sign up on your computer. And so always wanting to not steer anybody in the wrong direction, anything I claim I do, I'll do. And so I became a member. It's free. And the only hiccup was they asked for my city code, and the problem is they'll only take them in Australia. So when you fill it out, write 2000. That'll be Sydney, and you'll be fine. But anyway, we're listening as we speak right there. Okay, there. So you can do this, and on their other page, as I was saying, you can download the app for your Android. So the world is your oyster. Now, to download the app for your Android, go to 2ue.com.au/
right.
Shows, all lowercase, / 2ue-now-on-listener. And the problem is you got to spell listener, listnr.
Ah, that's all. Okay. Yeah,
there's no E in listener, listnr.
Oh.
And so, but yes, yeah, so I'm listening to the Kathy Judd Show as we speak. So now, you know, I always aim to please, and I never want to put anything out there that I don't know works. So last night when we were talking to Leah, I gave her the link to sign up for the petition for, what's his name, the Tesla guy. Anyway,
Elon Musk.
Right, that's right. So Elon Musk is giving $1 million away every day to somebody.
Oh,
right. So anyway, after I'm done with Leah, I think, well, I better check out to make sure this link works. So I fill in some information, and then I click on for signature so that I can see if I have to write my name or, you know, things like that. So I clicked on signature, and it said, thank you for signing up. Like, oh, my God. So this was not what I was intending to do. So I don't think there's a way to take them back. But I'm not expecting my million to show up anytime, and hopefully no government agents will either. Listener, I think is a little safer unless they get me for lying about my country code, my city code. I think I'm okay. So of course, if you want to claim if you want to claim you're from Melbourne, just write 3,000. If you want to claim you're from Brisbane, just write 4,000. But if you like Sydney, But if you like Sydney, 2,000. That's it. Now it's interesting. I was expecting, frankly, when I saw that city code. Happy has arrived. Mm-hmm. I was expecting that it was going to geofence me out of luck, right? Not a chance. Not a chance. It is. They're playing Cats in the Cradle.
They're playing Cats in the Cradle. Yes.
I really should tune out because I feel it's immoral to eat somebody's bandwidth for no reason. So I'll tune out there. All right. But I'm now a member.
Ah, well.
when you sign up for membership, they make you select certain things. Like, you have to select three of the categories. Then you have to select like three of the shows. So I have no idea. For all I know, I signed up for dog grooming. I have no idea.
Okay. So this should be lots of fun.
You will be able to do this. Oh yeah, here it is. I got my email already. Welcome to Listener. Get started with your audio journey. I'm not going anywhere. All right. So they want to confirm my email. Okay, confirm. Sure, confirm my email. There you go. All right, I'm in. All right. Your email has been verified. You can now sign into your new account. So
Gosh. Yep. Okay.
They guaranteed me it was free, so I expect it will be.
Yeah. Okay. So, alrighty. So, I go to Listener then, and
you gotta go to the page that will let you sign up. The URL I just gave you, but probably
UE.
Yeah, that's probably the easiest way. But I bet you I'm gonna look now to see if I just go to Listener, play.listener.com, and again LISTNR. And if I go to home, well, of course, I'm now signed in, so, you know, whether I want to be or not. But, but no, the URL I gave you before is the, you know, e-ticket from that radio station. And
UE.com.au.
Right. play.listener.com/station/2UE will work as well, all lowercase. So any of that. But if you got the first one I gave you, do that.
Whoop-dee-doo.
And there's more from this network. In addition to the lovely 2UE, I can also find out what 3MP and 4BH are. I guess 3MP is going to take me to Melbourne and 4BH is going to take me to Brisbane. I don't know. And then there's...
it's going to... 4BH will take you to Brisbane. Well, I'm familiar with that.
See, I can hear them too. And then, of course, I thought it said Magic 1278. It does, actually, because they're 9 kilohertz increments, as you know. So Magic 1278. Sure. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Sure.
You'll be able to listen to every one of them. And clearly, they don't ask questions. I mean, they do. They do, but they're not checking you out other than verifying your email.
Right. So that's a good thing. I plan to have lots of fun now. Boy,
Yeah, you can do it. Absolutely. Go for it.
Yes, indeed. And... Right. Yeah, great.
I'm so glad we took a thorn out of your paw. You will be able to listen to them forevermore.
Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, yep-de-doo. Boy, I tell you what, easy to please. All right, so... I'll be figuring out how to cancel my subscription to Listener now, but I'll do that when I get off the air. All right, so...
It's
probably easier than getting off the Elon Musk mail. Oh, God. So, yeah.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. All right. Well, like I say, I'm here for you. All right. So, I apologize for you waiting all this time, but call me again soon, and the earlier the better, because we spend more time together.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I got in around 11 or so.
That's okay. That's good. That's good. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I wait a while sometimes to go to you because we usually have a lot to say.
That is correct, yes. So on that note, I shall let you
get
along here.
And you will call again soon.
I shall.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, so 888-876-5593. Well, Johnny D is checking in. He's got more requests. Oh, God, I encouraged him with Doggy in the Window. Cindy, a customer disservice, and more food recalls. I hear too many more of these, and I'm going to stop eating. Jeffrey in Portland. Oh, yes, Heather Wade is back. No doubt about that. And we'll talk about that, and James has his stories. And there is one, count them, one line available for you if you want it, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
I remember when I first saw him.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, it's not the 45 version, and I apologize for that, but it is the Raindrops, who actually were Ellie Greenwich and Jeff Barry, and then they hired Beverly Warren as the third member, and they were on Jubilee, and The Kind of Boy You Can't Forget was released. The first one was What a Guy. And then they did Hanky Panky, believe it or not. Yeah, long before there was Tommy James and the Shondells. And then The Kind of Boy You Can't Forget, all in 1963. So hopefully Fran heard it and enjoyed it. All right, so now let's see Johnny D and his requests. All right, Johnny D.
Hello, Raleigh.
How's it going?
Thank you. Well, I have to be quiet again because my grandson, Benjamin, is sleeping over again. I'm practically raising that kid.
Well, that's good. It's great. Enjoy every moment because he'll grow up faster than you can imagine.
Oh, he's a riot anyhow.
Yeah, no, but see, these years are good, and they do go by so quickly.
Yeah. Sammy, man, my oldest grandson, Sammy.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he just took a school picture, you know, both of them did.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Becky and me were saying, hey, he looks like a teenager. He's only seven, you know.
Well, but, oh, great.
You know,
yeah, he'll be
the
advanced.
The way the picture came out.
Yeah, he'll be
looks
advanced.
Looks like he's about 12 or something.
Wow.
Plus, you know, this also brought to mind then, I think I told you, thanks for how much of that doggy in the window.
Yes, and by the way, the title of that on the 45 is just The Doggy in the Window, in case you're ever looking for it.
Well, that one you played there.
Yeah, that was it.
I don't know. It sound. I mean, yeah, it's the song, but when
no,
I was
that,
a kid,
that was the
I
hit.
Requested it.
Yeah, no, that was the hit, really, I'm sorry to say.
Okay. Well, I kind of remember it a little bit quicker or something like that.
Well, somebody else might have done it. In fact, let's look at secondhand songs and see who else graced us with that Find the Doggy in the Window. And
how much is that doggy? Or like that.
Well,
in the window. Whoop, whoop. The one like that.
All right, so here we go. Bob Merrill wrote it. Yeah, Bob. All right, so there are 55 versions of it. So
okay, well,
the hit,
I had
of course,
one of them when
like,
I was about
like I
six.
Say, the hit was Patti Page. How? When were you six? What year?
Well, I was born in 52, so I figured 58.
All right, so let's see. Well, Bob Merrill put it out in 56. Nobody in 58, but let's see. We also have Jane and Peggy with the Peter Pan Orchestra, directed by Vicky Kaysen. Oh, man. And Sally Sweetland with Tommy Mottola. All right, no, Tony Mottola. I wondered there for a moment. Oh, God, the Lennon Sisters had it out in 62. So
that sounds maybe might have been. My mother bought it for me, that and Davy Crockett. And I had a little record player.
King of the Wild Frontier, yes.
Yeah, Davy Crockett.
King of the Wild.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee. Killed himself a bar when he was only three. I used to love that.
Mm.
But now listen. So, two things as I was listening tonight that I have to ask, and maybe they could clear them up. I think it's... Was Mark, is it? That's the genius?
Yes, and Mark's getting a cat. The cat will be Martha.
Right, but he mentioned something about him and his new friend have genius IQs, and I was just wondering, what score or number is it that constitutes genius?
Well, you know, that's debatable. It depends which test. Most people go with Stanford-Binet. You know, there are different markers, and then we have to look at what measurements are it. But
I bet yours one of those, huh?
I don't like.
I bet
to,
you got that.
Yeah, I don't like to talk about it. It doesn't matter. It absolutely doesn't matter. You know, let's just say I've been invited to all the societies, and I went to one men's appearance and said, "My God, if this is the top 2%, we're doomed. We're doomed. We're doomed." I went to an Intertel event; they were a little better. And 999, I remember, 999 was hilarious. I almost joined because I thought it was so good. I got something from a guy in Kentucky on a 9-pin dot matrix, you know, early sheet saying, "We're 999. Would you like to join it?" No.
So you're one of the elite.
Yeah, right. Elite. But
yeah, listen, did I request, because somebody requested an OJ song earlier today.
Yes, absolutely. Tonight. The OJs, that was Wesley, and we played Don't Let Me Down.
Yeah, and then so it brought to mind, did the old days make She Used to Be My Girl?
Absolutely. Well, 1977 Used to Be My Girl, yep.
Okay, well, then I want to request that, please.
Okay.
And go ahead, continue on about your...
But in terms of, like I say, it depends on what score. But, you know, it's useless. These scores are utterly useless because it does not in any way predict how well you'll succeed. Normally on Stanford-Binet, if you're over 160, which I thought was a low score, but if you're over 160, you're considered to be a genius. Then 145 to 160 is very gifted, and 130 to 144 is gifted. 120 to 129 is superior. But, I mean, you look at people like, truly brilliant people, mathematicians and physicists and stuff like that. Like, I think Albert Einstein was somewhere in the 140s or something. So it doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't mean anything.
I don't think it does.
I think it means something.
Well, I don't think it means anything. It does say Einstein was... It does say Einstein was around... It's estimated to be around 160, but he did not actually take the IQ test. And others say no more than 150. I don't know if he didn't take the test. We just don't know. But as I say, there are other IQ tests. When, you know, if you're into these high IQ societies, you can take it on more than Sanford-Binet. But the one thing I will advise for people who, like... want to do this for some reason, do it as young as possible, because the older you are, the harder it is to get a high score, because it's measured in terms of your age.
Really?
Yes.
Took one. I passed all that stuff by.
Well, and you know,
and
what
I'm going to work on, I'm going to build cars.
And what does it matter? IQ tests go back over a century ago. In fact, Albert Binet was the first. That's why Stanford-Binet people think of often. But there's a lot of limitations in that. And like I say, there are other tests that after Binet, there was Binet-Simon, and that was an intelligence scale, and Army Alpha, Wechsler Intelligence. That's another one, and that's a big one. Yeah, I remember that. In 1955, they came up with Wechsler Adult Intelligence Scale, WAIS. Wow. All right. John says, I have to do the news. Well, I'm not doing the news, actually. I'm sitting quietly while someone who knows what they're talking about is doing the news. Would you like to hold on or go away?
What else did I want to say? Well, I'll wait because I have to say something about leave.
Well, then hang on and we'll hear the news on WGN Radio.
Time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you. Every place in my heart.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and that's Lone Star Amazed, and that was a request that Wesley had in Chicago, and I didn't even look it up because, you know, I don't even think I've ever heard it before, which is really something. All right, so back to Johnny D. So I was just looking up some of the different IQ societies here and what kind of scores you have to get in there, and I forgot about the cattle test and the California test of mental maturity. There's a ton of these tests, and Wechsler, like I mentioned, and Stanford Binet, but they all have differentiating scores. But again, I'll tell you that you can have the highest scores in the world on these, and it doesn't mean anything. If they had a test for your EQ instead of your IQ, your emotional quotient, firstly, I'd score of that of a 9-year-old, but I think that success in life probably is having a high EQ, not a high IQ.
What's the one that Naoto, the fellow in Japan, tell you that?
No, that will not tell you intelligence at all.
Intelligence, emotional. No.
Yeah, Myers-Briggs. It's very interesting because that will tell you more about your proclivities. There's 16 types. And, you know, if you're interested in that, like, you know, you could talk about which ones are more or less likely to divorce, you know, that kind of thing. And maybe it's right, maybe it's not. But it's a predictor of the way you think. And for employers, that becomes important depending upon the task.
I see. Well, OK, I'm not going to lean on that. I got a couple of real quick things while I'm going. You know, listening to Leela earlier, and she said that little kittens or cats like baby talk. And I was hoping, but she hung up. She didn't get, I wanted to hear an example.
No, we do not want an example of this. Oh, God. Yeah, you can imagine.
I wanted to hear Leela do baby talk so I'll know what next time I see a cat.
Well, no, you'll be able to figure it out on your own. You've had kids.
I never talked to my kids baby talk. I said, hey, will you start talking already? For God's sakes, you've been around for a few months already.
Yeah. Yeah, I was almost 3 years old before I said anything other than, but I've made up for it since then.
Well, here's the deal. I'm going to hang up. I'll get it. But Benjamin, my little grandson, just over here right now, he had difficulty. Sammy, you know, real good. Sammy asked my oldest daughter, his aunt, to get him a copy of the periodic table of elements.
Nice.
He's 7 years old.
Why shouldn't he? I think that's great.
I think it's great, too. I told him, Becky, I said, what 7-year-old kid wants to learn the periodic tables?
Well, you know, you can quiz him, ask him what 98 is.
He knows every one of them.
Oh, I'm sure. But yes. But I mentioned 98 because I have no idea what this particular metal does. It's the californium.
Well, I don't know. I don't know all of them. The only one I know was H2O or something like that.
No. No, it isn't like that. You'd have H for hydrogen. And, you know, O for oxygen, you wouldn't have H2O. I just seen it glancingly.
Yeah, I never had to learn.
Normally stuff like boron or aluminum, but I'm still questioning.
He knows every one of them. You give him the number or the letters,
all right,
and he'll tell you it.
Well, the next time, 98 is CF, it's californium, ask him what the hell it is because I've never looked it up. I've always thought it was interesting.
Well, I don't know if he knows what they are, but he knows what it is according to the number.
I'm going
to
look
at it. Anyhow, but there's that, and then, I just wanted to leave you with this. Now, you know, the Olduvai Gorge and, you know, in Africa, you know, the big gorge?
Yes, of course. Yes, the leakies and all that, yes.
Yeah, where they see find all the hominins.
Yes.
Papa.
Yes.
You know how that was formed? Same way copper wire was invented.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get it.
Yeah, I get it. All right. Very good. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. California. I just looked it up because I never have before. I've always kind of, when I looked at the table, kind of glanced at it and said, oh, what is that? Californium is a synthetic radioactive chemical element with the symbol CF and the atomic number 98. Made artificially in a laboratory and has 98 protons, obviously, in its nucleus. Primarily used as a neutron source in applications like starting up nuclear reactors and radiography. And named after the state of California. Of course, yeah, because it was, I guess it was first synthesized at Berkeley. All right, so now I know. All right, but I've always wanted Californium. It sounded like something I didn't want to encounter. All right, so Jeffrey in Portland, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh, for doing this playing on Mamas and Papas, all the seasons, and then giving some of the historical background of the evolution of that song.
Yeah.
Okay. One song request I have is, could you do MacArthur Park?
Oh, God.
Done by Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Okay. Now, the topic I came to talk about, call in about, was I was on the Art Bell Reddit forum.
Uh-huh.
And it came up that Helen Wade, or somebody took Art Bell's Facebook page and was promoting Kingdom of Nine, Heller Wade's interviewing a psychic.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, as you know, Art Bell's been dead for several years, and somebody managed to get access to his Facebook account, and then later comes out, it's Ari Bell, sister says, puts in a sentence saying, take this down or I'm going to take you to court.
Oh, really?
Okay, this is on Reddit, okay, the Art Bell forum, okay? So this starts, well, I'm thinking, I didn't know Heller Way was doing Kingdom of Nine. She apparently has started at the very beginning of this month to go back to her podcast and do that. And now she does it from Tuesday to Friday. So right. I thought, oh, after she's apparently back on the air,
right,
and I didn't want to listen to your listen to trivia on
Monday.
The repeat on Friday. So I decided, okay, fine, let me go listen to this.
All right.
Okay. And so I listened to it a little bit. Apparently she's in a better headspace. She, you know, said she's been away from the radio for 3 years and that. But, you know, it's like, a bunch of us are very upset on the Ray community. It's like, I feel like she's a bad case of herpes. She always comes back at the times you don't want.
I'll tell you what. Firstly, if you have enough time to care about this, I'm jealous because I sure wouldn't. But, you know, I don't know what the particulars are with regard to Kingdom of Nye. I don't think Kingdom of Nye is what it is, though. What's her website? She has a website.
Other than
Facebook.
I'm on my phone right now. I can't look up that thing. I want to say it's the kingdomnye.com, but you know,
I don't think so. But let me see if I can't quickly find this. So,
but, you know, but she's like wanting subscribers to do this, pay $5 a month. I'm like, you know, I'm sorry, you ghosted people a couple times. You got kicked off of Midnight in the Desert Lost. Right to that, I think they had to hand it over to Dave Schrader.
Okay.
I was just wondering if, like, does Talker Magazine going to keep track of this?
Well, I don't think anybody.
Curious.
No, I don't think anybody really keeps track of it as far as that goes. Obviously,
fair enough.
Obviously, if she is infringing on somebody's trademarked or copyrighted work, then that's a problem. But if she's not, you know, like on a Facebook site, I don't know what you can do there. I don't think there's too much you can do. So nor would I. I can't imagine why it would matter.
Okay, fair enough. One last question I was having is, when can you do this? For example, you play a song, and for example, you do a parody of it. How is that not copyright infringement? Like, for example,
the Supreme Court. This is the Supreme Court, all right, and that is that parodies are protected.
Okay.
And
I didn't know that. Thank you for that clarification there.
One of the interesting things is years ago when Rick Dees was the number one morning man in Los Angeles on Kiss FM, he put out an album, and one of the cuts on the album is When Sonny Sniffs Glue. And the owners of the copyright of When Sonny Gets Blue were just mad. They trying to clean it up, but they were upset. And so they decided they were going to sue. And of course, they lost entirely. Parodies are protected.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for educating us on First Amendment rights.
Well, that is it. And that's exactly what it is. It's protected by the First Amendment as a form of expression. So that's the deal. And it's interesting that parody is fair use and satire isn't. You really need, if you're going to do something like this, get a good intellectual rights attorney to find out if what you're doing is okay.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. And thanks for always being on the WGN.
I'm glad you called, and I hope you will again.
Okay.
Bye, thanks.
Raleigh.
Okay, bye. Yeah, so that's the weird thing. Like I say, you would think that, by extension, that satire would be considered fair use, and it is not. All right, so now you have to get into what parody is and what satire is, and there's a lot of confusion about that in the Copyright Act, but if you're thinking about it, you can certainly read a lot, including on Copyright Alliance. But with regard to the Supreme Court in parody, there was a case, Campbell versus Acuff Rose, and it was determined that parody needs to mimic an original to make its point, and has some claim to use at the creation of its victims or collective victims' imagination, where satire can stand on its own two feet and therefore requires justification for the very act of borrowing. All right, I know, for some of you that may be clear as mud, but that sort of does explain it. All right, so 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Since we only have about 5 minutes to spend together, we'll disperse with the, never mind. All right, Eduardo called back. So, Eduardo, welcome back to WGN Radio. Let's get you on here. There we go. So, hello, Eduardo.
Yeah, Raleigh called back. Security Bank wants to charge the $2 for...
talked about it last night.
Paperless,
yes.
Statements.
Talked about it last night. Yep. And I find it reprehensible. The same articles claim that Citibank was already doing it, and I looked at all my Citibank statements, and they're not doing it to me. So, but Synchrony is, and people need to watch out for this. You rarely have a Synchrony
Amazon,
card of
yeah.
its own. It is usually a branded card. It can be a number of things. It can be Lowe's or whatever, or Home Depot. I don't know, but it can be anything. Sam's Club. Whether it'll work or not will be up to whether the holders of the card will accept it.
Okay.
You know, I mean, remember.
Yeah, I mean, I like paperless. I don't like this digital.
Right.
Even the early voting that I did.
Yeah, no, I understand. Absolutely. Yeah. But as far as I make it real simple for any creditor of mine, if you want to get paid, you'll send a paper bill.
Yeah.
So
okay, Raleigh.
Yeah, good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it.
I'll call back tomorrow, maybe.
Oh, I hope so.
Okay,
call early, and I'll try to get to you before you fall asleep. All right, so I think you did earlier. But anyway, that's all right. But yeah, Synchrony, we had talked about that. Okay, Pete in Sauk Village got a request. All right, Pete, what you want to hear?
Well, this is, I'm putting it in as a request, but it's really for Johnny D. and his grandson.
Mm.
Tom Lehrer's The Elements.
Oh, I love that song. I love that.
Yes. To Gilbert and Sullivan.
Yes. No, I love The Elements. I've got that. I'll be happy to play that. That's terrific. I should have thought of it.
And here's the fun. And here's the funny coinkadink about it: 102 elements in 1 minute and 2 seconds.
Right. Right. Exactly. Okay, so not 100% current right now, but close enough. All right, good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it.
It's a starter set.
Yes, it is. I love that idea. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Have a great night.
You too. That's a great idea. And I don't need any excuse to play Tom Lehrer, but that fits so well. All right, we have Tubby in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Tubby. We lose Tubby?
Yeah.
There you are.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay, real quick. You were talking about Corbin, Kentucky, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's that name? Did you have the real name and the recording name?
Of Reba Jeanette Smith and Debbie Dean.
Those are both her names?
Well, she was born Reba Jeanette Smith, and then as a singer, she was Penny Smith, and she was Debbie Stevens, and then when she got to Berry Gordy, he changed it to Debbie Dean.
Okay. My first cousins, I'm going to tell you, I know you're out of time. My first cousins grew up in Corbin, Kentucky, and my mother was white, and my father is Indian and black.
Uh-huh.
They were all Caucasians. My Aunt Eleanor had five children. They didn't know we existed until we all got grown because they figured if we go down there, we'd all get lynched.
Oh, geez.
Or they'd get lynched. I'll tell you about that later. But I just wanted to, when I'm called Thursday, I got a quick call on Thursday, a shout out to, I can't find my notes, to Jim, mm-hmm. James.
Yep.
Be encouraged, people. Be encouraged.
Yeah.
And you be encouraged. Thank you, Riley. I just, I got stuff, but I can't find my notes. But I did want to holler out to them, and that woman, my first cousin from Corbin, Kentucky, and they said that actually that was one of the worst places.
Well, it is.
You know, we were scared of them. Oh, growing up,
yeah,
we didn't even know they existed until we all got grown.
Yeah, Corbin is tough. Yeah,
we love you, Riley. We'll talk more next week. Okay,
okay, I'm counting on it, or maybe tomorrow night. Thanks.
But I'll try to get in tomorrow.
Okay, good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And, okay. Of course, we love Corbin only for one reason, because that's home of Harlan Sanders, the Colonel. Yeah, they didn't name it Kentucky Fried Chicken there. That's what a guy in Utah did. But the original location for those, however many secret ingredients there were, was right in Corbin, Kentucky. Yes, okay, so I've got a minute or less. And let's see. We'll see if Cindy in Chicago, if she's still there. Are you there, Cindy? Can you say it in a minute?
No, I'll call you next. But okay. Anyhow, I have a request. You know, I get real tired of mushy song. You know, mushy.
What do you want to hear?
Songs.
What do you want to hear?
But anyhow, this isn't a mushy. This is kind of a little mushy. But anyhow, I thought of the song.
Hurry.
Who put the bop in the bop?
Okay.
Shabop, shabop.
Yeah. Who put the bump in the bop? Shabop, shabop. And that is Barry Mann. I'll be happy to play it. I'll play it tomorrow night. Thanks. We'll talk to you then. All right. Now, apologies to James for not getting to you. But there's tomorrow night when we have 3 big hours to spend together, and that's 21 hours from now. So I hope you will call back. It's true for everybody listening. Yeah, love the calls. And until then, that's a wrap. I am Raleigh James. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling WGN Radio.